I'd gone from a 1950s modern church, which had a major revamp in the 70s, quite modernist, but rather beautiful, to a very austere 1816 preaching box, to carved wood and stone capitals and dark stained glass. So that was my first impression. Gosh, don't know what to do with this. Really appreciated the worship. One of the things that particularly struck me was prayers of intercession by members of the congregation, something I hadn't really experienced in Edinburgh much, because in Edinburgh we had moved on to a plan where there was always a worship leader as well as a preacher, and the worship leader did everything except the preaching, and the preacher did the preaching and nothing else. So the scope for wider lay involvement was down to the worship leader, and that didn't always happen very much. I found it quite difficult to adjust to all facing the front again. Since our refurbishment, we'd worshipped in the round, in a very bright, colourful space, colour provided by the people mainly, with a big open space in the middle. And you could see everybody's faces, and you can't see everybody's faces, and that's a little bit different. Very welcoming, slightly intimidating, busy, but I did feel at home. And because we'd had to get to know all the people in the other three churches in Edinburgh, I'd gone through the process of getting to know new Methodists recently already. You find common interests. That comfort that I feel is set against what I see at Wesley Memorial of people who are doing amazingly good work in difficult and challenging circumstances that I'm not involved in, because I'm doing heritage stuff, you know, so I'm not a street pastor or helping out at FAB or, you know, doing some of the other activities that people are involved in. And that makes me think, what is my calling? It is lovely at the moment to think that I'm doing something that is so in tune with my natural inclinations, but one day I might be called to do something very different.